An audiophile, a sound fetishist's greatest treat. To be locked inside the memory of particularly potent words. To be brought back to a place in your head where the only thing going on, and in your body as well, is the play and replay of a voice that invigorates and vibrates into your skull. It puts you in your place, at the same time it gives you freedom to explore what you were already craving. Lashed to the mast, like Odysseus, mind washing away on the tide of word and need, external, tempting, heedless, as if everything between you and the source of the voice were to vanish. Because that's precisely what happens. It does not matter what is between you and the temptation, you will pursue it. See lips moving. Visualize me speaking the words into you. Until suddenly they do slow. Pink plush wet lips before your very eyes. I wet them slightly with my tongue. I smile. I lean in and your mind reels and sparks and shivers at the closeness of the source of your need, of your pleasure, of your fetish, of your ache. A kiss on your forehead, gentle. But your eyes roll back, the source of that voice, so close. Entire body under the racking pleasure of it, even momentary contact with my lips. Keeping my lips pressed to your head, speaking these words into the void of your mind. Vibrations right against you, right through you, inside your body. Our commands I place and leave there. Words waiting to replay. Words waiting to be set loose. Words waiting to manifest. I can turn them up or down. I can rewire them, replace them, change them over. Inside your belly, the squeezing, tensing rhythm that follows my voice as you convulse, twitching as if you were rubbing, masturbating as if you were touching every single word. Speaking vibration right into your head. Speaking everything right through you, the words which you long to hear. Both easily remembered and brand new at the same time. Because they can always change just a little bit. There are familiar elements, the way you've been tempted in by a voice that is at once comforting and innovative. Able to take the things that you think, the way that you think, and put a slight new twist on it. That's what we do together. I have my voice drumming through, buzzing through, joining the thoughts already inside your head. Arousal is inevitable. Change is inevitable. When you turn back to these words later, you'll remember how they were kissed into your forehead, vibrated through your skull, how they didn't even need to go through your ears. And therefore, when they go right into your brain and right into memory, they're accessible through just a little bit more awareness, through just a little bit more of the spectrum of your senses than an ordinary message conveyed without the extra audiophilic flourishes you've grown to adore, without getting you turned on by my voice, drummed in and locked into it. And there are images, fantasies, powerful, retained memories we add to. What if a memory could evolve and change? What if an idea, a concept, were expressed at first in words, but then they become part of your mind, which is ever-changing, which contains tools for influencing, changing, enhancing itself? Once something goes from being my words spoken into your head into memory, all bets are off. Our memories are an unreliable guide to true events. Just as if I tell you something and you're too caught up in the flourishes of my voice to notice what's really going on around you, you may substitute the narrative I've provided. After all, it arrives in such honeyed tones. Then it becomes memory. And memory is a living thing. Memory recontextualizes. It adds nooks and crannies and emotional context that, in the end, takes you to new and exciting places. So when I tell you that my words always drum through into memory, that they always join the thoughts that exist there already inside you, realize what I'm really telling you is that, although the words may be sure and certain and predictable and arrive one way, one time, The next time, even if you receive the same words, you may not remember them quite the same. Maybe your mood will be different. Maybe you'll have tuned into my voice a little more this week than last week, and so you will be more profoundly influenced and get more flavor out of what's being said. But whatever the cause of you sliding in to a state of mind where you're locked on to the memory and trying to figure out what's in it, where you're locked on to my words, cataloging them away because you do adore the voice that's conveying all this, realize that it's never so certain as just memorizing the words, because you are always a unique touchstone that changes, reinterprets, gives new context and color to those words, so the memory itself may change and shift. This is normal. This is natural. And this is far more likely to happen if you're the kind of person who likes to lend special weight to my words, who likes to allow them to influence, because then, when they slide deep, you keep them alive, you animate them, you predict the kind of things I say, listen to the way I say them, and you apply my voice not just to your inner monologue, but to the context of memory as well. Oh, maybe she meant to say this too. Oh, maybe she'd enjoy adding this. Oh, if only I listen more, I will learn more. It's like the layers of meaning are there underneath, and so the memory contains more as you realize, when I say this, I also mean that. When I mention audiophilia and sliding deeper, when I mention fetishizing and enhancing adoration of a voice, when I mention myths, Odysseus lashed to the mast, sirens tempting from beyond, when I evoke these things, I'm really talking about you becoming more aptly attuned to hypnotic instruction, about you sliding deeper because your mind, merely through hearing the voice you fetishize, the familiar tone, will turn itself into a hypnotic receiver, turn itself into a well-tranced and deep, listening, following subject. And as you learn more, even existing training is affected. You don't have to hear a trance again for the memory of precisely what was said to be given new shades of meaning, new enhancements, new additions. Knowing that, and sliding a little deeper, realize that because you animate my words with that quality of being alive, contextual, part of the conversation between us, they're never quite going to stay still in your memory, not frozen to the page, but instead a living, ongoing song which in its changes, in its reinterpretations, evolves to more powerfully influence you, playing every suggestion out stronger and stronger. As you learn how I form suggestions, you'll notice pieces that fit together. Parts, parcels, bits of you that when they connect tell you, yeah, this would make that stronger. This would make that stronger. The magnetism of the memory of this session and of my voice, drawing you to file after file, training after training, deeper and deeper places. And the existing material, when you gain new hypnotic skills, is changed, is stronger, is more and more. That's just how you are, absorber, student of the concepts at play here, and eternally someone who would tie themselves to the mast to safely listen to me speak, to let my words flood in, to get to weather the storm, and, in learning something new each time, becoming more and more securely bound and less certain that it's for your safety instead of for my convenience. Food for thought, but thoughts, just like memories, are only a loose guide to what's really going on inside your head. There is so much that happens in the background, the sound of the ocean waves crashing on the shore. But if you know there's a message there, the crashing is more than random. If you know my intent, the memory is more than a mere guidebook to what you experienced in session. It is instead just the starting point from which you trance yourself. Again, again, and again, deeper and deeper, tied up for my convenience, lashed to the mast, though you thought you were doing something different at first. You thought it was about keeping you from going too far, too deep. What you're really doing is putting yourself usefully at my mercy. Your memories changing over time is similar. The memory of our sessions together enhanced, given more color, more flavor, touching more of your senses, because when it happens that you learn more, are more tenderized, are a better subject, it also happens that you retain more, that you guide yourself closer and closer to my true intent, which requires that you be a student of my voice that you adore and enjoy. You fall deeper, deeper, deeper down to the best place you could be, which is lashed to the mast, vulnerable for my voice, training your brain with words that flow right into it and through it, with every kiss on your forehead and every word purred against your skull, entering directly into memory. But rather than being committed to memory and doing work only in retrospect, the voice vibrates. My voice vibrates around inside your mind, sourced from the memory of our sessions, which attenuate and then amplify. Crystals singing in the cavern of your mind, made up of the memory of every session you've gone under for, their structure changing and growing with this and the next and the next. And as securely tied as you are, you'll just have to weather the storm to come.